all TV does is reinforce these stupid, corny, cutesy relationships, and it is sickening. What's happened to TV comedy makes me want to bite somebody's face. It is so horrendous. Friends, how is Friends the number one comedy in the only country to drop a nuclear weapon? How did that happen? I couldn't laugh at that shallow garbage if you fed me mescaline and tickled me while it was on. Bunch of good-looking people in a big apartment. This is gonna be a doozy, yeah! You know what Friends episode I want to see? When Shaquille O'Neal kicks in the front door, throws acid in their faces, and teabags them. Then maybe Kobe runs in and rapes everybody. Because the days of honest human interaction and funny sitcom writing with any edge are dead. Because it's all special interest groups. They're afraid they're going to get the letter, so they soften it, and it's crap. Sanford and Son was brilliant. All in the Family was brilliant. They were mean to each other, and we got it. How great was that? Fred got mad at Aunt Esther, told her to stick her face in dough and make gorilla cookies. That is hilarious. Do you know what an ugly bitch you have to be for your face to make a monkey impression in dough? But don't say that on TV now.
Ugly people have feelings too.
Yeah, ugly people should have feelings of self-hatred and isolation. That's why when they were talking about cloning, who was against it? Ugly people. Why? Because they were going to be weeded out. I say they like I wouldn't be on the short list to go. I have a marshmallow body with an appendix scar. They are never scientifically recreating this on purpose. Yeah, put a weak chin on it. That's a popular model for a man. All in the Family was absolutely brilliant. Archie got mad at Meathead, he'd call him a Polack. If you said that now, the next morning you'd have 10,000 Polish people outside protesting in front of the wrong network. A bunch of misspelled signs. What the hell is rackism?
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I have a feeling that this is like the new viral reaction thing. You buy one of these shitty sodas from this dumb company,
dude,
drink it and have the reaction.
I think Royce and Sean were kind of bitching it up. You know?
Yeah. Hey, fuck you. Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Mitch, I am going to order you. Fuck him. I'm going to order. You're not order. Fuck it. I'm going to order it here. I'm going to order the entire six pack. And when we go to the live event, I'm going to have a nice and chill.
There we go.
So then we're going
to. That's what I was getting at.
You fucking bitching it up, Mitch.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mitch,
which one would you like?
I would like the ranch dressing or the buffalo. I think would be one of those two.
Ew. Okay, that's fine. Buffalo it is. Because does it taste like buffalo wings?
No, it tastes a buffalo.
Thank you, Dee, for posting.
John. This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you. Italiano vero. Italiano
vero. Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce. On morelikeradio.com.
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
FYI.
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love this town.
Everybody's doing the fish.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you for listening to Dutch and Royce here at morelikeradio.com. A little bit of a late start. Horrible technical difficulties, but hey, we're still here with you for the next 2 hours. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with the show. Or there's multiple live outlets, including our YouTube live stream page. Rice, Royce, right? Ricey Royce.
Thanks, I'm full. yes, YouTube and Facebook too and all that.
Okay, I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen. The voice you just heard there is Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
I'm doing the fish too.
Sherry Dahl.
Hello.
And super producer Mitch Heil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love Real Big Fish.
Dude,
Scott rules.
Real Big Fish is like listening to crack.
Yes, 90s comedian. It is.
Maybe I walked into DMV and there was fine, right? And I'm like, what's with DMV?
Joke, like it really pissed me up.
It's like music on crack.
Yeah.
Like on crack, it actually makes me energetic.
Why'd you stop the tunes?
This is actually their live album, which was really, really good. But I saw them live a couple of times, a few times at Warped Tour. But man, there are certain bands that are they should be comics, but they're just also really good at music. Like, they're hilarious on stage. I feel like that was like kind of the MO for the majority of ska bands, was being funny, goofy.
They just wanted to have fun. Yes. They weren't in it for like the heavy metal, serious, blah blah blah, whatever the fuck. They just wanted to have fun, played.
They were in
and
it.
Sometimes make money.
There's nothing worse than a band who like is constantly trying to get people to mosh pit, or like, you know, stretch it out, not big enough. Or bands that are like really motivational, you know.
What else that's changing? Because we're talking about bands that's changing in concerts. At least watching bands live. Went to Bonnaroo. Everyone now is trying to top themselves when it comes to crowd surfing. Like, it's not anymore. You know, back in the day, you used to just crowd surf to the front. You know,
mm-hmm.
Now people
mm-hmm.
bring like inflatable rafts. And like when we were at Bonnaroo, this person had an inflatable killer whale, and she was riding it. Being crowd surfed. I mean, don't get me wrong, it looked awesome.
I'm not against that.
I think that's a barrier so that you can't feel their tits.
I guess so. And at the end, someone put an inflatable sex doll on, hooked it to the killer whale, and that was surfing the crowd. During what was it? Third Eye Blind. During Third Eye Blind.
Not try to be like one upper guy, but I was able to get my little brother Josiah, who's in a wheelchair. At Warped Tour.
Not only is he one-upping me, but he's using his handicapped brother, which now you know.
I prefaced it.
I'm not winning now.
I was going with your story. I was trying to, like, relate. I was trying to say that, like, oh, yeah, I also have a crowd surfing story. I wasn't trying to be that guy, but we were able to get him up with his wheelchair, and he got about, I don't know, maybe six or seven rows in, and he just completely – he had his seatbelt on, but his bottom half is just, like, withered and skinny. So he just slipped out of that thing like a bad pair of jeans and just fell out in the whole thing.
Jewish brides.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. The whole chair thing they do. Mm-hmm. It seems dangerous. Jewish weddings seem dangerous. Breaking glass.
That's
sitting
Greek.
On chairs.
No, they do it in Jewish as well.
100% positive.
I did it at my sister Renee got married to a Jew guy.
I don't think that's a preferred, but Jew guy is not how you would say
you're
Jewish
not allowed
man.
To say that word.
Well, you just said it.
I say Jew it guy. Correct. Jew guy is way less racist than you just saying Jew in general.
I don't.
You hit the hard J, babe.
You hit it bad every time.
I apologize then for that.
Yeah, where's good. John
to who? Him? Who are you apologizing to?
Yeah.
The Jews?
The Hebrews? Did I do it right?
That's correct. But even that tone is a little... There's a tinge there.
Hebrews!
Hebrews!
No, I only said it because I was... I'll say it right. The Hebrew people.
It could be Hebrews now.
Fine. I don't care. Listen.
Yeah, why are you being gender specific now?
To all you Hebrews and Hebrews out there, I love you both. I love you equally. I like that you put that little thing on the door.
What about the trans brews?
Trans?
What?
What? Trans brews?
For Hebrew, that is.
I have never
seen. Where are the trans brews?
Anyway.
Yeah, what did you guys do this weekend?
Dutch, turn your stand up a little bit.
Am I too low?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, hold on.
We went to go see a dine-in experience of The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I love The Big Lebowski.
So Lakeland has this...
By the way, am I better?
Yeah, yeah, absurd. Lakeland has the Polk Theater, and it's one of those like old timey theaters where they have a second level balcony. Like, it looks like a place where Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, they show movies there, and sometimes they have, like, dinner and a movie where they'll show, like, a classic movie like Big Lebowski. But they don't show trailers. There's, like, an old man on an organ just playing music before, you know, like you're at an all-white theater or something. So they showed Lebowski, and, man, god damn it, that movie was fucking funny. Actually great to see it on the big screen again.
Yeah, we went with Ramcat and Buttercup, and they dressed up, of course. So Ramcat was dressed up as Jesus, and Buttercup was dressed up as one of the women in the fantasy scene.
That rug really tied the room together, dude.
It did.
But yeah, it was fun because they fed us like little morsels of food that we paid $22 for, so that's good. They had like a cupcake that was flavored like a White Russian. In honor of the movie and shit like that, but we were still fucking starving, so we went to dinner afterwards. Like, fuck this. But it was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. And again, I mean...
And then yesterday we lost our minds watching the season finale of Game of Thrones. It was so good.
I haven't seen it yet.
So Luther.
Good. If you get it... Well, after you watch it, listen to the
Wieners and Such
Game of Thrones show.
Yeah, the Wieners and Such show. John Papagiorgio from Papa's Basement was on, and man, it was a fucking fun show. We did like a whole season recap.
Okay.
And it was actually a lot of fun. So you should really check that out.
I definitely will. This season's been pretty good, but it was so fast.
Dude, pretty good. This has been the best season, period.
And actually, it broke record from last year when Jon Snow died. 8.9 million people watched the last episode.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that. That's a cable TV show. That's not NBC.
Yeah, but it is HBO, and they kind of have like a clout as far as that kind of stuff goes.
No, I understand, but my point is that number is very impressive because it's not even basic cable. You have to subscribe to it.
You have to pay for it.
You actually have to pay for it, right.
That's what's really impressive about that, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like Lost, which you're going to watch regardless. You know what I mean?
Right. But then again, you also look at shows like Breaking Bad. I think Game of Thrones is starting to do that thing where it has picked up such a head of steam. Sort of like Breaking Bad did, like where after like this fifth season, everybody who were huge fans of it couldn't not tell people that they knew to watch it. And now it's starting to gain that whole, you know, juggernaut momentum the same way that Breaking Bad did, the same way that a couple other shows did.
Dude, and they did it. Well, I can't even talk about it. I haven't seen the episode. Watch the episode, goddammit.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me.
Yeah, I'm mad at you. You should have watched this episode.
Loser?
Look,
what were you doing instead of watching Game of Thrones this weekend?
I will tell you, actually. We went to Lake Pueblo on Saturday. And
Pueblo?
It's a big ass lake down south from where we live. You know, like that town you guys went to go get pot when you were out here.
Oh yeah.
Pueblo. So there's a huge ass lake down there, and so anybody who owns a boat there's only like three locations in the state where you can actually go and do boating, laking, fishing, all that kind of nonsense. Right. And my Kelsey's brother bought a boat. Not too long ago, like on a whim. And it's a pretty nice friggin' boat. But we went down there. Kelsey and I went down there with her brother and his family. And we had a really fun day on the... Like, we were, like, you know, doing the... I didn't do it, but everybody else was doing skiing, water skiing. But they basically needed somebody to drive the boat while the guy who owned the boat... I don't know why, but Kelsey's brother is an awesome guy. He just trusted me with the boat.
Back of the boat.
So we did all that, and then a bunch of his friends were like also there, and so we like found this little cove. Like, there's all kinds of cool little nooks and crannies like in this huge ass lake.
Like an English muffin.
Sort of. Wait, what?
You said nooks and crannies, like a Thomas's English muffin.
I would.
Go ahead. You're an English muffin lake. Go on. Stop laughing. Get to it. I want to hear this.
Such a fucking. Anyways, so everybody's having lunch in this little area where there's no wake and there's no waves or anything like that. And so we go to more, and then my stomach starts to hurt. Uh-oh. And now we are miles away from any bathroom or anything.
But you're on a lake.
Shit in the lake.
That's exactly what I did. So
yeah, I think that's an easy one. You shit in the lake.
So you did what a normal human being would do.
Well, it was kind of I didn't know any of these people. I knew, obviously, I'm dating Kelsey, and I know her brother and his family, like, to the extent that you would know your significant other's family. Like, very, I don't know, his kids that well. Like, I don't know. I know them, but I don't know them. Where I can be like, hey, I got to go take a shit.
You hung your ass overboard and just shit, right?
No. So what I did was I got up and I was like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to jump in to the lake.
I got to go to the bathroom, daddy.
I got to go to the bathroom. I don't have my board pulled up. That would have been a perfect time to play it, but I don't have it. I'm sorry.
Not now, damn it.
But anyway, so I was like, hey, I have to pee.
Driving along.
But sorry. I don't want to have to actually go.
I got to go to the bathroom, daddy. Not now, damn it.
I don't want to have to, I'll just go over. So I went over the slight hill, where we were kind of anchored. And on the other side was another cove, another part of the lake. And so I jump into the lake. And at this point, it was kind of eking out of me. Mm-hmm. And so I shat. And then I'm swimming away from it. And then I had to shit again. And then I had to swim away from it.
Oh, no.
But there was a fisherman off in the distance, just seeing a guy who still had his hat on, but had his shorts around his knees. Because it's fairly clear water. And he wasn't that close, but he was close enough to be what is he doing?
Another reason.
I'm trying to tread water with shorts around my ankles, essentially. Well, kicking away. Go ahead.
Remember last week, Dutch, when I said I'd rather swim at the beach than swim at lakes? You remember?
Yeah, not everybody has an ocean.
Yeah, okay. Mitch and Sherry got leeches when they went to the lake.
I mean, that's just finding fish bait.
No, that's you getting leeches on your body.
I've been skeeved out for 2 days.
Yeah, Marie has been. Ever since you told her about the fucking leeches, Marie's skeeved out thinking about it. It's fucked her up.
Leeches are not okay.
So our weekend then, we went camping for one of Sherry's friends' birthdays, and it was at this little campground on a lake. So the first day we were there, we were like, oh, it's, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, let's go out on the lake. Let's go go out to the sandbar there and have some brewskis.
Got here by the lake.
And I started drinking since I woke up.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So.
How's that different than any other day, Sherry?
Well, she.
I didn't have to go to work.
Right.
So, we went swimming and, there was 11 of us in this one boat, and they had to tow a tube behind us to bring everyone to legally get everyone out there, in case we got pulled over or something or stopped or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so we go out there and we're all just hanging out, and I lift up my foot to kick Sherry, and she's like, there's something on your foot. I'm like, no, there's not, whatever. And she's like, no, I think there is. So I lift it up, and she's like, yeah, there's a leech on your toe. I'm like, oh.
It was just a little. It was a baby leech.
There's a little baby leech. It was about an inch long. I'm like, oh.
First of all, I lifted her foot to kick her. What was she doing that you had to kick her?
What was Sherry doing that I had to kick her?
Never mind. That was a really dumb question. Sorry, man.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Exactly. Keep going.
I had my swimsimsuit top off. He was real upset.
No, she didn't have her top off. Because
I meant top on. That's why you tried
to. She had her top on because her friends kept going, Sherry, this isn't that kind of party.
They did. And they said that to me a lot.
And I was like, are you sure?
No, why? But you just got to take your titties out.
I tried.
To be fair, there were children 20 feet away in a different boat. But
oh yeah, God forbid the children have seen some tits. Who cares?
I know, right? But anyway, so
Maria's grimacing at the picture that Hammy put in the chat room.
Oh, that's from
Steve. Oh, the leech on his eye.
From Jackass guys, so. Yeah,
that's different.
They're dumb.
The worm sucks out your blood.
Well, not if you catch them fast enough.
I mean, we had leeches in a container as well inside of the boat.
That was for fishing, catching fish.
And but I anyway, actually touched them.
So I saw the leech on there, and I'm like, oh, I guess there is. So I just kind of flicked it off, and it went back into the water to live out its happy little life, sucking on someone else's blood.
And then eaten by a fish.
And then a little bit later, I kept lifting up my feet because now I was
leech.
I wasn't paranoid, but I just wanted to check for leeches so
we
that
found
I could
one more.
Get them fast enough, and I found another one.
But Mitch was the only one that got leeches.
No,
so it's
Marie
okay.
got one too.
Oh, did she?
Yeah,
millions of leeches.
But they actually have a jar of or a shaker of salt in the boat. So when you're swimming, if a leech gets attached to you and if you can't pull it off, you just sprinkle some salt
okay,
on it and
that's
let
the
go.
Point. Again, beach wins all the time. Beach.
Yeah,
better.
Because if you're gonna shit in the ocean, at least it washes away. You don't have to swim from it.
But we don't have oceans.
Well, you know what?
What's the point?
Who's the one who told you guys to live in landlocked areas?
Jesus.
Oh, well, that's fair. I wouldn't argue.
Jesus put us in our parents' uteruses and
well, just
testicles.
My mom's uterus, not my dad's.
Well, uterus and testicles.
Okay.
And then they put us together, and we just happen to be in Minnesota. Thank you, Jesus.
Is that how babies are born?
Yeah.
We could be in Utah or some shit, so I mean,
I was a little baby in pre-heaven. And then I was brought down to Earth.
Oh, my God.
So then when I die, I can go to heaven.
Seriously, what the fuck is pre-heaven?
That's where all the babies live.
The Sherry,
unborn babies. Sherry. I just made it up.
Sherry, you drunk?
I'm not yet.
Not yet.
So this is just her normally.
This is just Sherry.
So later in the day, we kept watching for the clouds while we were in the lake because we were supposed to get some really bad storms.
I want to back up just a little bit.
Sorry.
So
you stop talking.
I know. So these friends, these friends of Sherry's, I wouldn't call one of them like a friend. I'd call her more of a, she's an acquaintance, but it's someone.
Buddy.
We're friends through my friend. Like yeah. I like her, but we don't talk or hang out unless Marie
you guys
is
just,
there.
You guys just fuck.
No,
I mean one time.
No. But this young woman is what I would qualify as a barely functioning adult.
And she's okay, a school.
We all know John.
Yeah. And she's a school teacher.
So is she the female version of Kegs?
It's like so I can't even explain what she is. I just have to say what she did. So we wake up
ahead.
In the morning, and you know I'm just
feeling like P. Diddy.
Sitting around, I was just had my coffee and whatever, and she was like trying to make breakfast for everyone. And
oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
I'm trying to make pancakes. I can't get, I can't figure out how to make the pancakes. And she's trying to pour. She has the powder, the pancake mix in a bowl, and she adds a little bit of like one cup of water.
Can I?
She's like,
I'm sorry, real quick, just for the listeners and myself, because I wasn't really paying attention, could you back up just how many people were on this camping trip and how long was the trip supposed to last?
12 people Friday to Sunday.
Yeah.
Some people showed up Thursday night.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
So 12 people. So she's trying
Wednesday
to make
night.
Pancakes for, you know, 10 or 12 people right now.
Okay.
And she has pours out basically the whole box of pancake mix. Adds one cup of water and takes a bendy spoon and she's trying to stir
bendy
it together.
Spoon.
And this isn't working. How's this? I don't know how much water I'm supposed
Kyle.
To add to this.
Kyle, what are you?
Hi. How much water do I add to this pancake mix?
You're stabbing me in the neck, ma'am.
Did she just wing it? Did she not even plan? Did she just throw it in the bowl and go, fuck it? I'm just going to fuck just to work?
Basically, yeah.
I eventually took over cooking
the
breakfast.
Yeah, she eventually gave up making pancakes and
just shit her pants and crawled into the corner.
How much damage did she do before you took over, Sherry?
Maybe like two people's worth, so like four pancakes.
Okay.
So back to that. I mean, I feel like that's more of a you had to be there.
Kind of.
To really get her.
But see, the kicker is she's a teacher.
She's teaching the youths of America.
Oh, boy. And she can't make pancakes.
So
Saturday night, we were supposed to get like 20, 25 mile per hour winds and baseball size hail. So we're at the sandbar and we're watching the sky like, oh, maybe we should bring the boat in. Yeah, we should probably start bringing the boat in. So we get back and we set up all these beer games like Beersby and those big bucket.
It was 5 gallon pail beer pong.
Yeah. So all these different games because we're going to do Beer Olympics, and that failed because then it started sprinkling. So we're like,
when did you guys turn into a bunch of frat guys? I'm just like,
this was their idea. This is Sherry's friends, not mine.
You went from camping to being like a fucking
yard games.
I got to defend them for a second. There's nothing better than a good yard game / frat game.
Yeah. So now do you guys feel bad? Dutch is defending you. Now you know how bad.
Thank you, Dutch.
Just a little bit.
It's fun, especially to do it like a camping trip or a barbecue to keep people occupied.
We're about to get even more frat boyish. Uh-oh. So to escape the rain as we're driving.
Date rape the chick?
I was going to say.
We date raped a chick. As we're driving, it starts raining, so you can't like see through the windshield. So we get to this bar, local bar, and we're like in bumfuck nowhere, Minnesota.
I've never been.
There's a lot to do there.
And so we order drinks, and we're looking at how shitty it is, and we're hoping that baseballs don't destroy our tents and all of our worldly possessions at the campsite.
Yeah, so I got Sherry a brand new tent for Christmas. It's a 6-person tent and it's just for the two of us, so there's a ton of room in there and it's awesome.
Nice.
And we decide to ask the manager for a cup of sleeves, and he gives it to us, and we get a couple pitchers of beer, sleeves of cups, I'm sorry.
Oh.
And we start playing Tippy Cup. And the manager of the bar starts playing Tippy Cup with us. And there was, like, children in the next, like, dining area over. But we were those people that I would have hated. And it was so much fun. I have drunk videos. I don't know how to play
First
for you guys.
Of all, I don't think you can count that as camping when you can go down the street and go to a bar if it starts raining.
We didn't pick the campsite.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we're still...
We're 2.5 hours away from home.
Everything bad that happened, it wasn't their fault, as you notice.
Yeah.
And this area only had, like, 3 bars. They literally had nothing else. And I mean, only like, 3 bars within, like, 7 to 10 minutes apart, like, down the road.
Oh, God. You guys are really roughing it.
It was pretty rough, yeah.
Yeah. 7-minute drive. Jesus.
So we just get shit-faced in the bar. And then the next, like, we get back to our, it stops raining after 2 hours. We go back and whatever. And then the next morning, my friend had a flat tire on her SUV. So we're like, well, we'll just go fishing and we'll take care of this after. We go fishing and I didn't dress properly because I'm like, oh, it's so nice out, blah, blah. And then we get on the lake and I'm like, it's fucking cold. So she's driving to find a spot to fish. So I'm sitting there and I put my like head in Mitch's lap, like picture me giving him a blowjob, but not.
Okay.
So as soon as
I picture that a lot.
I actually know what that looks like.
As soon as I put my head in his lap, the boat starts capsizing.
Not what? What?
If I thought it was capsizing though.
Wait, how big was this boat?
It's a speedboat. 17-foot long speedboat or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But we hit an unmarked rock.
Yeah, so she was going about half throttle and she hit a rock. So just the back end of the boat kicks up out of the water a little bit, and then everyone's like, holy fucking shit. And then she stops the engine and we all get out to look, and I jump into I know what's to do mode. And she raises up the motor. I'm like, wow, that kind of fucked up your prop.
Oh, no, what happened?
From the outside, a chunk of the propeller, one of the propellers was ripped off. The other two were bent really badly. And then there's a part underneath the propeller, and it looked like a shark bite.
Yeah, so the skag that goes down, the skag that goes down from the propeller, and this, you know, that was, had a big chunk taken out of it. And then it was a stainless steel propeller, so it was bent. If it was a regular steel blade, it probably would have sheared off one of the wings on it. Wow. So
she bought the parts, and the parts alone without labor, $2,400.
Jesus. It honestly wasn't that bad. It could have been a whole fucking lot worse because the boat still ran. like if she had bent the rod that goes down from the engine to control the propeller, if that bent, that could have been easily a $6,000 or $8,000 repair. So.
And then while everybody's all panicked or like worried about like checking this, all I can think in my head is iceberg right ahead.
Sherry knows. She went to the museum.
I did. With you.
I was there.
Yay.
My guy's the guy that died.
So the propellers were completely destroyed, but the boat still worked to get you back home?
Yeah, I mean, they won't. The prop can be fixed, I believe. I'm not sure, but I would imagine it can be fixed. And it was everything was still in good enough condition that we could get back. But
so we got back, and a few of them started working on changing the tire. And that was a longer process because the spare had a leak and the main tire had a hole. So we had to go find a tire repair kit and all this stuff. And then we're fast forward to driving home. We're like an hour away from home. And I'm like, Mitch, it's 1 o'clock. I cannot keep my eyes open. I'm like, can you take over? He's like, yeah, no problem. So I pull over. He gets in the driver's seat and my friend passes us. And she calls me right away because this is how the day's been going. She's like, oh, my God, is everything okay? Are you guys fine? I'm like, yeah, I just got tired. Mitch took over. We get back on the road, and within 60 seconds, we see an SUV and a boat pulled over off to the side and everybody outside looking at it. And they got a flat tire on their boat trailer. So then we all kind of got out and enjoyed the side of the road with them.
Good Lord.
Man, that sounds fucking terrible.
It was Murphy's Law, and it was her birthday that day when everything was going wrong. I felt so bad.
My birthday?
You want to know what's not terrible? Having wood sex.
You had sex
you guys
with
had
wood?
Sex in the
I
wood?
I forgot about that.
We had sex in the woods. So the night before, when we had all those storms and shit, you know, we're at the bar. After the storms were over, we drove back to the campsite.
You know what's hot? Oh. Trees that have hail on them.
So we get back to the campsite, and we're like, this whole time I was like fingering her on the way home from the bar to the campsite.
Okay. Good job. Hold
she on. Was driving.
Wait, what turned you on so much at the bar? Just being drunk?
Beer?
The yeah. alcohol okay. problem?
I don't know. Maybe she did
I'm
something.
Hot.
No. So I was just basically fingering her the whole way, and we get back and we're like, there was some other people. They're like, we need to go get more firewood. We're almost out. So then we just kind of went back to our car and drove and like, okay, we need to find an off-road somewhere along here and go have sex. So we're just driving, you know, just driving towards the gas
driving
station
along,
looking for roads.
Driving along.
Just looking for off-road. So we take a couple roads and end up on a dead end out in the woods there somewhere. And
you're
the ground
along,
is soaked. I stepped in a
along.
Puddle.
And fucked in the woods?
Oh, yeah. Right on the hood of the car.
Nice.
On the hood of fucking Whitesnake video?
Yeah. It was a Whitesnake video.
Nice.
The only thing that the Whitesnake video didn't have was the mosquitoes.
Oh, good. So now you got mosquitoes, too. Again, beach sex is better than fucking wood sex.
We had a couple mosquito bites, but...
Yeah, but we don't get sand in our vaginas.
I don't know. You seem like to act like it all the time, Sherry.
You get leeches on your foot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your vagina.
Better leeches on my foot than in my vagina.
But leeches in a vagina isn't a problem. It's the fucking... It says leeches anywhere on you versus sand in your vagina. Sand washes off.
Do you think leeches would be the old-timey way of a tampon?
No.
Just stick a leech up there, it drinks up the period blood
first? And then it goes, it's not living.
Holy. I wouldn't do it.
It's like the Flintstones.
Leeches wash away with salt.
Are leeches old-timey tampon?
Sorry, didn't hit that.
Okay.
Oh, the olden times were the worst. Had to stick a leech.
Hammy says, I can't wait to fuck in the woods when my girlfriend and I go camping. Hammy, you realize camping is outside, right? I don't know if you're going to like that, buddy.
Hammy, highly recommended.
Hammy couldn't handle it when a drop of Subway water dripped onto his mouth earlier today.
Yeah, he wanted to kill himself. Hammy had some...
Well, dude, that's Subway juice. Like, that's gross.
Be a man and drink it.
This nature shit, like that's like 14 layers of New York City compressed that fell into your mouth. Like, yeah, I can't even fault him on that one.
And that's how you turn into a Ninja Turtle. So you shouldn't be complaining.
You, you know what? You're right.
Hammy can.
He already has the shape down.
Oh,
Hammy
no.
can do camping. There's no TV shows or movies for him to watch out there, so he'll succeed.
He's
very well.
He's not going to watch a TV show anyway.
That's my that's my point. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of missed it.
He doesn't.
Shut up.
Shut up. Everyone, shut up.
Everyone, shut the fuck. Oh fuck.
I bet Hammy sweeps the dirt around his campsite.
Have you guys seen that new thing about that with Conan O'Brien?
What about him?
What about it?
He basically trashed BuzzFeed about their lists on his show.
Oh no, really?
Something we've been talking about for a while. Do you want to hear? Hold on, let me.
Yes, of course I do.
I'm gonna full screen this, and I'll just play this video from my end.
Everything you want
to
do.
Do you see it?
Yeah, no.
Except I'm trying to make it easier for you there, Royce.
Whatever you want.
Unless you want to play it.
No, go ahead.
No,
shut
please,
up.
I'm just
messing
see
with
it.
You.
With new lists of things day after day is difficult, and I'm starting to worry that BuzzFeed is beginning to lose steam. Yeah, you see, you're going to see what I mean with this little piece that we call BuzzFeed's running out of lists. Yeah. These are real. Here are some BuzzFeed lists I saw recently. Here's one, 31 coffee stains that almost look like West Virginia. That's the first one, yeah. Looks actually a lot like West Virginia. 43 white people who claim they saw 12 years a slave. Is that a list we care about? I don't think so. Look at this one, 17 guys who look nothing like Jason Statham. Here's one, 27 epic spackle fails.
Oh boy.
That guy looks sad. Here's one, 32 photos of napping dictators that will warm your heart. Isn't he adorable?
Yeah, see, I don't know what, there's nothing wrong with that
one. Nothing wrong with that, I'd watch that one. Here's one, 16 Spider-Man villains who might have asthma.
Oh. Yeah.
Here's 7 warning signs that you are Joe Biden.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 9 sex positions you can do while wearing earbuds. That's a list. That's a list.
Wow.
Why did they take that away so quickly?
Because it's.
I was enjoying looking at it.
That's the foul ball souvenir lean.
Thanks for reading that out loud, Andy.
Sure, no problem.
That'll go over well with the Turner gang. Hey, how about this one? 12 dream homes photographed from too far away. That's a good one. 19 anti-gay Republican politicians who totally look gay. 17 things you didn't know about Gene Triplehorn's nephew. 32 pictures of your coworker Janet explaining a plot line from Castle. Wow, she's really into it.
She
yeah.
loves Castle.
Look at this, 11 recipes you can make in a prison toilet.
Oh, oh come on, that looks very
That delicious. Looks delicious, yeah. I would eat that. And finally, 14 things we'll bet you didn't know you could fit inside you. Now, folks,
just good. Oh, boy.
So, we're not the only ones pointing out how much BuzzFeed sucks these days. Remember when they were awesome?
Dude, I saw an article the other day. I wouldn't call it an article, but it was a list, and it was just like 7 ways you know you're some kind of girl. It was just like 7 things, and underneath them, they just had like these GIFs that they took from Google Images. And I'm like, someone got paid to do this. Someone got paid to go to Google Images, make a list, and just post them row after row. That's
well,
it.
I don't see it any better or worse than your lists.
I'm on a news site.
Not with that attitude.
I don't know. I'm sick of BuzzFeed.
Dude, it used to be, I feel like midway through this thing, it got taken over by a woman. No offense to the girls on the show.
It did.
When BuzzFeed started, yes.
I don't know.
When BuzzFeed started, it was just about remembering shit that the 90s had.
No. Meh. Not to like make sounds there for a second, but it that was like a side note to it. The majority of it was it tracked things that went viral. Like things that just got a lot of hits. They'd be like, okay, this is what's trending. This is what's trending. That BuzzFeed, like things that are trending. When I first started doing the show with you guys, that's where I went to when I wanted to like, just okay, I have no prep tonight. Go there and see what the fuck is. okay, A-Rod, you know, fuck this girl, and that everybody's talking about it. You know, that they would basically take a feed from the amount of Twitter hits, Facebook posts, and stories written about it, and you could go there, and it just kind of grouped it together. And then somewhere along the line, it started just becoming lists.
That's just right, because before I had to go to whoisarodfucking.com, and then BuzzFeed had it all in one centralized area.
Well, anything that went that was going viral, anything that had a lot of hits, that site was what it was originally. And then something changed, and I don't know what it was.
And the worst part about BuzzFeed is I was about to fucking copyright that name, but my website was about food for bees.
Oh.
And but they had, like, they got it right before me.
You're a bee aficionado?
Well, not anymore, because BuzzFeed has the fucking URL.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Someone posted this this really awesome Imgur thing on my Facebook, but it's you know how BuzzFeed always does the Disney princesses reimagined as this or whatever?
Yeah.
They have this Imgur thing as 12 Disney princesses reimagined as cats, reimagined as sharks that are not Disney princesses.
Drawings of sharks. These are just drawings of sharks.
Cat sharks.
Cat sharks.
These are cat sharks.
What the
How are these?
Fuck?
Look at that cat shark playing with the yard.
There's way too much. There's too much effort that went into this.
I love it.
What the fuck is that?
It's a
cat. Shark.
It's a Disney princess reimagined as a shark, reimagined as a cat.
As a cat.
That is not a Disney princess.
I mean, I really liked it when BuzzFeed reimagined Disney princesses as mops.
That was good.
Well, if you go to BuzzFeed right now, what's trending
right
in their and their headline article is terror in Turkey because there was another terrorist attack. But directly under that developing story is 21 space tattoos to totally geek out over. So that's good.
Dude, when Conan dedicates an entire segment to how bad your site is, you're done. I think this site is fucking finished. Just like Gawker is finished.
I have audio of the Turkey attack.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to pull it up.
Kind of heartbreaking. I hope you...
I mean, yeah, it is heartbreaking. I know. If you give me a fucking second, I'll pull it up.
I'm trying to Phil.
Yeah, well, fucking, I don't know who Phil is, but...
I'm watching you, and you're struggling right now. Okay, here we go.
this is from BuzzFeed, I believe.
At least 36 people were killed and 147 others injured.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Phil?
Sherry, Mitch, could you guys hear anything that she was saying?
I couldn't hear anything.
We can't hear and we can't hear any music you're playing there, Royce.
I'm sorry?
We can't hear any music or anything that she's saying. You got some sort of cross feed going on between what you're playing with your music and her mic. Something's going on. We can't hear anything.
Stop playing music.
Okay, I'm done.
Some sort of crossbones.
At least from that computer. Like, there's something that's just, it just cut everything off. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. Probably whatever. I was having issues with it before, so it's probably what the issue is.
Okay.
Just so you know, I nailed the post.
Mm-hmm. I wish we could hear it. None of us heard it.
Well, the music was starting, and then I just read the headline about what was actually happening, and then I said,
"You want to try it again?"
I don't want to do it again.
No,
I don't want to do it a second time.
We're not gonna
I just
be able
want
to hear
them
it,
to know
though.
That they missed something good.
What?
But we're not going to be able to hear it though.
No, because I'm playing it on a different computer.
We're not going to do it again. I don't.
Can you hear it now?
I don't want to not be heard. I want to be heard. I don't want to be cross-fed out.
We can hear, and we don't hear any cross-feeding. No. I hear it now.
Is it now? Boom, yes. Fixed it.
I didn't hear. Did you say you could hear me?
We can hear both now.
Yes, it's
okay.
Fixed.
Well, I was saying at least 36 killed in a terror attack on Istanbul Airport.
Istanbul was Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone.
You know, it's kind of sad that you're proud that you're able to hit the post not only once but twice in a row for something so horrible.
It's a good song. What are you talking about?
It's not a good song.
I'm
it's not a good story.
I'm a radio professional.
You are a radio professional, but why would you pick now to show your chops?
I didn't pick it. I was just trying to tell people.
She was born
why.
This way.
It picked you.
You know what?
Kind of like a lightsaber.
Marie didn't pick the streets. The streets picked her, Dutch.
Exactly.
I'm still Jenny from the block.
Yeah, she's still Jenny from the block, bro. Her name's Marie, but she's still Jenny from the block for some reason. I don't know how it works. I don't understand rapper hip hop.
Listen, Dutch, it's okay. I'm allowed to talk about a shooting because I was in a city that just had one.
Wasn't it more of a just a bunch of explosions, right? A lot of like suicide bombing or was it shooting? I saw blurbs
three
of it on the news.
Suicide bombers.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
147 injured, you said?
The attack, yeah. 147 others injured, 36 people killed. The attack happened after 9 p.m. where three attackers arrived at the airport in a taxi. The attackers, armed with guns and suicide bombs, opened fire on travelers near the airport's entrance.
In
before.
A taxi?
Yeah.
The taxi just took them with the bombs?
What? A taxi doesn't have a metal detector to get in it.
I guess, but I mean, what if the bombs...
This is the worst I've seen it in my lifetime in the last, like, 2 years. Like, what are we supposed... What not we. We as a collective world supposed to do about this. Like, what do you do? I have no idea.
I would say my thing is have the puppy bowl twice a year. Because if you do the puppy bowl twice a year, a little more happiness. Think about it.
Well, it is very cute.
Dutch,
but
100% of the time, there has never been a bombing during the puppy bowl.
Well, now you're you're daring them.
No, I'm not daring anybody. Those are those are statistics.
We are a popular show, Royce, in the fact that you're saying, hey, on this platform, hey, I dare you guys to bomb something on the Pepper Bowl. That's just
no, you
so
just
much.
Said,
we're
you
popular
said,
with
you
ISIS.
You said it. You just said it.
We could be. I don't know.
You just said it.
Hey,
you
Mitch, said it. It doesn't matter who we're popular with.
As long as it's somewhere.
I have to disagree with that one.
With the Puppy Bowl twice a year?
No. Oh, God.
I agree with Royce. Because really, it wouldn't be a good spot for somebody to make a point because there's really only going to be cameramen there and puppies.
Second idea. Okay, back up. Everybody gets free little mini Reese's cups.
Oh, that's nice. Except for people that don't like chocolate.
Well, fuck them. I mean,
What about there's some people that are allergic to peanuts?
Oh, and you know what? Then they're fucking, we weed them out. That's fine.
Right. I think that whole population should be wiped off. I mean,
do they have?
Go ahead.
Do peanut butter cups have gluten in them?
Probably.
I would assume. I think peanut is gluten. No?
No, peanuts are just peanuts.
No, I think wheat.
Isn't in the same like family, though?
No, wheat.
Gluten is a protein that's made when you make bread.
I know, but there's like, you never know what has gluten in it these days. It's so fucking dumb.
Anyway, my point is, I'm just trying to come. Look, at least I'm coming up with some ideas. I know they sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
But at this point, nothing else Nothing else works.
I don't see you trying
nothing
to help.
Nothing else works.
I don't know what to do, Marie. I have absolutely, like, this is one of those things that the more you kill them, the more this shit happens. Like, what the fuck do we do? Because my whole thing is kill every single one of them, just wipe them off. But what are we going to.
I think, we all think, the bags were a good idea. No.
Right.
Well, another idea. Tell me what you think. We make everybody have a skip it competition. Remember that skip it game?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right.
Skip it competition. Whoever loses dies.
So there's only going to be one person left alive?
No. I mean, we're going to do by city.
Like brackets?
Yeah, exactly. Think Final Four, but with
that
skipping.
Means the role would essentially be dropped down to gymnasts and one basketball players.
Fine,
12-year-old girls.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Spitting off
that's the entire population from here on out, Royce.
Spitting off the dome here. Then another idea: we weaponize Donald Trump. We turn him into some sort of RoboCop, right?
RoboTrump.
Okay, done. Go ahead.
I like this.
By the way, hashtag RoboTrump. Thank you. RoboTrump is going to build a wall and OCP is going to pay for it. What do you think?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
See? Buy that for a dollar.
I don't know how Juggalos building a wall will help anything.
I wasn't Juggalos. It was Robo Trump. OCP, not ICP.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Consumer Products, not Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, yeah, you know me.
Sorry.
That's OPP.
Other no. people's
that's
pussy.
That's OCP. That's OPP, which is not ICP.
You said PP. I got it. This is how we solve the world's problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Everyone simultaneously fart. It'll make everyone laugh, and then we'll have some common ground.
I don't hate it.
Farts are universally funny.
Everyone thinks farts are funny.
I agree. Farts is something that like transcends color, race, fucking religion.
Oh, I know what we do. I know how we get together.
Okay.
Let's get together. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Entire world, we band together, and we hate gays and women.
No, we're already halfway there. We're already doing that, yeah. Mitch.
We're trying to stop doing that.
Oh.
Drink wine. More wine.
Yeah, but then you're going to piss off the non-alcoholic people.
Yeah, the ones who are in recovery. It's like, come at me, bro.
And also, if everyone is drinking, then there's going to be a lot of car fatalities.
I solved it, and I went to history to do it.
Okay.
Here you go.
I see what you're doing. No, I see it, and I hate him right now for what's about to be played.
We don't hear it.
What is going on?
Turn it.
Stop.
You can't play from that computer, buddy.
You know, I think the problem here is, again, what you're doing right now, Dutch, is you're letting the terrorists win. Because I sat here and
I don't want them to win. I want them to lose.
You know what? Fine. Here you go.
Troopers, I just received new orders. Our superiors say the war is canceled.
Well, that's good.
We can all go home.
I like going home.
I would wish we would.
Paid off for his crimes. And our friends who have died here will have died for nothing.
Such a poorly put together sentence.
Go home.
It's a poorly put together movie. Like,
I'm just breaking down this because we have played this fucking dumb speech ad nauseum. It is so not phrased correctly.
Okay, well, to this because of Van Damme admits that he was coked out of his mind when he was making this movie.
That's right.
So you're lucky he could say anything, but you know, at least they casted him correctly, you know?
Oh yeah. Him as Guile. Oh yeah.
He's the most American guy I know.
Yeah.
And what? He's also the only 10 I see, right, Dutch?
That doesn't make sense.
What if we all had helium balloons?
What about it?
Well, can you frown holding a balloon?
Do you just want a balloon? Is that what this is?
But I want everyone else to also have
one. But there's a good chunk of people who either A, don't give a shit about balloons, or B, have a fear of balloons. Didn't you see Maury?
With A, those people are lying. They fucking love balloons.
I don't
and
like
B,
balloons.
Those people are lying. They fucking love balloons.
That's really a general statement.
Balloons are joyful.
No, they're kind of a useless thing.
What if it were balloons filled with farts?
How would that happen?
That the terrorists would just run around with pins and everyone would be on. Everyone would be scared because they're just going to hear a loud pop and then it's going to smell bad.
Yeah, better that than dead, though. Let them have their fart balloons, I say. We're fucking blowing stuff up. My point is that we don't have all the answers, but all our answers have farts in them.
I say we should at least try.
That's right. If we don't try, then that's actually how the terrorists win.
So, yeah.
Why can't we just give peace a chance?
That's the one thing, too, is that like you're seeing from especially the left and all this. I'm not trying to get into a political thing, but people are like, we have to combat the Orlando shooting with love. It's like, what? This is like one of like the top Democrats who was saying this. And I'm not trying to come at this from like some sort of a conservative point of view, but like, what the fuck are you talking? She was on like either the Senate or the House floor saying this. I'm like, what world do you live in that you're going to basically combat ISIS with love.
Have you tried using love?
Yes. I've got three restraining orders because of it. Because I love them so much.
Well, maybe you're loving the wrong people.
Well, I'm not loving...
No, Dutch is loving people. They're just not loving him back.
Exactly.
That's why he got the restraining orders.
Exactly. If you try to love ISIS, they're going to be like, okay, you're freaking me out. Not only am I going to do a restraining order, but I'm also going to blow up this mall, that airport, and your mom's house.
Yeah, well, Buffalo Bill was just misunderstood.
Exactly.
That just sounds like you were coming on too strong in the beginning. You got to warm up to them.
Is that what you're saying ISIS is doing? They're coming on too strong?
No, I'm saying you're coming on too strong.
Well, I'm making the comparison to them. Like, this is an individual. This is micro versus macro.
All right.
Which are the ones that are the little cars?
Micro machines.
Okay. Then I'm with that. Well, whoever's with micro machines, that's
then
what
I'm with that.
Yeah.
Can someone address the point I just asked?
Yeah. Like, the answer is micro machines. Is it not?
I can't get anywhere.
Fine, whatever.
Do you remember that like RV or that van or whatever that would fold out and it was a whole micro machines?
I wanted that more than breathing.
I had that.
What? Oh, you were spoiled. You were a spoiled little brat.
I did. Yeah, if this was a BuzzFeed quiz about white privilege, I'd have it.
Well, I think that we solved a lot of problems tonight.
And it's only the first hour. Why don't we go to break? Why don't we do that? Because I got to... Daddy has to... I have to go to the bathroom, Daddy.
Daddy has to pee.
Daddy has to make a pee-pee.
Daddy. Yeah, no, I figured we went 15 minutes over, so... I know everybody's clocks are fucked up.
Now
so.
We're right on schedule.
Pow, pow, power wheels.
While you're on the toilet, think about how you could send your farts to ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hashtag... Fartlitical revolution or political fartlution.
Hashtag farts for ISIS.
Hashtag farts for ISIS. The number four or F-O-R?
The number.
Farts the number four ISIS. Hashtag farts for ISIS. Was sending farts to ISIS.
Joel, you want to go to break now?
No, I haven't set up yet. I'm sorry.
Joel. Farts for ISIS. It's so
somebody
childish.
Say something funnier.
Oh, okay. So, I was on a plane.
Live Radio!
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, but down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues. I could do that. I think you did. There was an actual play, the vagina monologues. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed
off.
My
vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
To nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're gonna...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
You're so full of crap, Foley.
What? I did shoot him in the face. Twice.
Excuse me? My name is Brad, and I need to report a crime, anonymously.
Oh? What's the crime?
Well, I attend South Park Elementary, and one of the teachers is having sex with a student.
Oh my God!
This is
terrible. You did the right thing telling the police, Brad. Now, who is the teacher? What's his name?
Well, it isn't a guy teacher, it's a woman.
A woman?
Yeah, she's having sex with a boy.
Oh, but she's ugly, right?
Well, no, not really. It's the kindergarten teacher, Miss Stevenson.
The blonde?
Yeah.
Some young boy's having sex with Miss Stevenson?
Yes.
Nice.
What? No, you don't understand it.
You sure they've had sex?
Yeah.
Has she performed oral sex on him?
I think so.
Nice. 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 So wait, what's the crime? The crime is she isn't doing it with me.
Hey, he's totally underage. She's taking advantage of him.
You're right. We're sorry. This is serious. We need to track this student down and give him his luckiest boy in America medal right away.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com. You want to catch this show live, if you're listening to the podcast, go to MoreLikeRadio.com/live. Join in on the chat room, or you can go to YouTube.com/MoreLikeRadio. We have a live feed there as well. Or you can go to TuneIn Radio on your smartphone. Listen to the show if you're out and about. But the best place to check us out is at morelikeradio.com/live. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you want to call in. Did I miss anything being the plug whore that I am, Royce Poo?
No, I think you got it.
That was a lot of valuable information.
I feel like I nailed it.
You did.
You did pretty good. You crushed
it. Good job.
You good.
All right. Christ nailed it.
Except for the part at the end where you asked for compliments, then you ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, that kind of does ruin it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you was good until you asked for it. Then yeah. I'm like, fuck this guy. What do you think he is?
So. But anyways, we never actually asked what you two did this weekend. We basically the whole first hour.
They went to the Big Lebowski thing.
Yeah, we totally did.
Oh, that's right. It was so boring, yeah. I forgot. I'm sorry.
And then we talked about Game of Thrones for a little bit.
How's the house?
A boring weekend. Don't worry about
how's
it.
How's the house closing coming along?
It's closed.
Yay!
When are you guys moving in?
We are moving a little bit at a time, and then, you know, enjoying our 4th of July weekend. We'll move the weekend after that.
Okay.
Yay! If I was there, I'd help you.
I wouldn't.
I would volunteer to help you, because Swole.
Yeah, but it's easy.
And you're my friend.
It's easy to say that when there's no way you actually would have to help us.
No, I really would.
I feel like she's...
Yeah. Not. I would totally help you guys move, too, if I was there.
They're being honest.
You would.
No, I was honest. I said I wouldn't help.
See, Mitch is honest.
I'm sincere.
At what age do you have to be at to where it's not acceptable to ask your friends to help you move?
Four.
Four?
Well, luckily, we have good friends that offered it before we even asked.
Yeah, so we have help, so.
So you're not going to get a moving company? Do you have... You know,
it's only a mile down the road.
Yeah, it's like across the street
and down the way.
Yeah,
on the way to Miss Robinson's house.
Only Hispanic that's gonna move this house is gonna be me.
Your poor neighbors can't get rid of you that easy.
No, they cannot.
Do they not like you?
I don't know. I don't talk.
We
to
don't
them.
Know our neighbors. People don't know Winnie.
We've only been here 2 years. What do you expect me to talk to every Tom, Dick, and Dan I see on the fucking road?
I don't know. I would hope you know your neighborhood at that point.
Yeah, well.
Why would we?
I know my house. I know what my yard looks like.
I mean, to be fair.
Welcome to my house.
In our house, we only talk to our next door neighbor because he's actually a really nice guy.
He's like 60. He's wonderful. He goes, you can do whatever you want as long as you don't call the cops on me on the 4th of July.
Yeah, that was one of his first things he told us. Like, he's like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what you guys do. Just, you know, on the 4th, I like to light off a lot of fireworks. So don't call the cops on me. Like, I don't give a shit. And we won't be around anyway, so.
He has the greatest Minnesotan accent, don't you know?
He's got a heavy one. So we talk to him, the neighbors on our other side. They're kind of idiots, so we don't talk to them. And we really don't even look at anyone else. So.
Yeah. Do you know your neighbors, Dutch?
Yeah. Like, we live in a block-type neighborhood. And we know everybody who's in our to the point now where, like, if there's a car that drives by and I'm like, hey, I don't recognize that car. I watch it like I'm sitting there watching SportsCenter and I'm watching the whole thing. I'm like, I've become that guy. And I think everybody.
Your neighbors don't like you guys.
Oh, they love us.
There's no way they do because I know you guys and I hate you guys.
I just said that they love us.
Aww.
Yeah, but I think dude, they love you because you're a narcissist.
Because our next door neighbor, Barb, is she's out of the country for the next 2 weeks because she's in Italy.
So now her neighbor
and I am
Are you going to rob her house?
No.
Can we have her address?
She's asking. I mowed her lawn today. This is the neighborhood where anybody whose yard is adjacent to you, you have their key. Like that kind of neighborhood.
No fucking way would I ever do that.
To be fair, 95% of our neighbors are extreme white trash.
Yeah, that you guys have a good different point. Type of neighborhood.
That's a good point.
I mean, I love our house and I love our yard. It's just not.
I just don't like where
location.
It is. Yeah, I like our house and our yard. I just don't like where it is.
It's fine for now.
Because you guys are adjacent to that
trailer park,
right? But you guys, it's
and the other trailer park.
It's amazing. Mitch and Sherry's property. They have this wall of trees that just block out all the riffraff. It really is incredible. I loved you guys' property when I was there.
Yeah, but they turn into those little vodka shooter bottle collectors, though.
Oh,
because there's a liquor store across the road, so all of the trailer trash
gets thrown
across. They get their little vodka bottles, and they drink them, and they throw them in our street line.
The other neighbor on the side of us, he moved in from St. Paul, Minnesota, the capital, y'all don't know. And he's like, last summer, he's like, how do you feel about these trees on the property line? I was thinking about cutting them down. We're like, no, you will not cut them down. Like, they're on the line. He cannot do it.
I like them because they separate us from you.
Well, blah, 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 power lines. I'm like, yeah, if they get bad, the power company can come out and trim the branches. Like, it's fine.
So you just wanted to cut your goddamn tree down?
Fucking
I don't know because they're allergic to trees or some shit. I hate the environment.
Neighbors are the worst.
No, city people love the environment.
Just
not when they actually have to be in it.
I love the environment. I have a Prius.
I love wolves.
Cut down these fucking trees. They're in my way.
Trees are the best. Trees are way better than people.
Right?
So much better.
So many things better than people.
Right?
Like trees.
Eventually, I want to be able to move to where there's more land and trees and less people.
Nightclubs or fucking bomb airports, you know? At least they kind of just chill.
Oh, they litter my yard with helicopters.
So that's
and branches.
Cut them down.
Cut them down.
No, I like them.
Yeah, but they also supply oxygen and take out carbon dioxide, so that's nice.
100% of terror attacks have occurred with people that have looked at trees. So I want you to think of that next time you're all pro-trees.
That is the most skewed stat I've ever heard.
I've been watching a lot of CNN Dutch. I apologize.
0% of terror attacks have happened in my house. So you're
zero.
So have actually, you met Sterling?
I changed my mind. I was about to say you're all welcome here, but no, you're not. Nobody's welcome here.
I was going
to
say 0%. What about me?
Joel was here.
Going number
Joel's
one in the
and
bathroom
Marie.
That doesn't work.
Joel and Marie.
That wasn't a terrorist attack. That was just
bad manners.
Hey, hold bad on, manners, Joel and Marie. Fuck you, Sherry. Joel and Marie, you go fuck yourself.
Why are you defending both of us?
It took you a while.
That was mean.
I don't know, because it was funny to single Royce out.
I missed it.
I love you, Royce.
Shut up, Sherry.
She said that
I'll
you
show you my
and
boobs
Marie,
after the show.
She said that you and Marie are allowed here, but he is not.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's because I was talking over you because I'm a rude bitch.
No, you're fine.
I would say Yuki can come too, but she'd probably eat Sterling.
No way.
Watch them become Yuki. like you know, romantic lovers in some weird way. Like they just did. They just bond.
Like Sterling isn't like this. He's like this sadist relationship where he just lets her beat him up.
Oh yeah, like a 50 Shades of Sterling.
Well, it sounds like your relationship, Mitch, with Sherry. You're in the same relationship. You just let her beat you up.
I let her beat me up. Well, legally, I have to let her beat me up.
Right.
Because I'm a guy.
Because you're a guy, and girls are allowed to get away with hitting you as much as they want.
I mean, not really. I mean, they can go to jail.
It depends on your lawyer, and it depends on how many assaults the woman has already on her record.
I was going to say, how many domestic abuse things do you hear in the news where it's from the woman and not the man?
Yeah, we don't want to. Yeah, but we're not talking about your white trash fucking sister-in-law, Sherry. Talk about normal people.
I'm always the 1%.
Yeah, you really. You're the first,
when it comes to income.
Yeah, except with income. You're the 1% of statistics is what you are.
She's the 10th doctor.
Yeah, she is the 10th doctor. That's funny. She's that doctor who said no.
But also, what were you wearing?
Yeah, seriously, were you asking for it? To cut the tree down, I mean.
Oh. Oh, we're still
Yes, Hammy, if you and Tess watch Game of Thrones, you can stay here. And if you don't watch Game of Thrones, you can also stay here.
Is that reference to
no,
me?
No, you need to consult this with me. We own the house.
What the fuck do you consult with me?
I say only Tess can stay here, and Hammy, he can sleep with outside.
That's really rude and mean.
You're mean.
That's just rude.
You're so mean, Sherry.
Whatever. Hammy can sleep with me on the couch.
Aw.
Sexy.
And
why don't you boys just camp outside since you all like camping so much?
Seriously. We have a tent. Yeah, we have a tent.
And a big ass backyard.
Yeah.
Don't let the white trash bed bugs bite.
It's not too covered in dog shit.
Yeah. Probably has fucking leeches on it.
Okay. I want your just wood ticks.
I am not sleeping in your leech tent. It's wood not ticks. Happening.
Just wood ticks.
There were no leeches in the tent.
Have you guys ever camped in your backyard?
No.
When I was little.
Yeah, when I was a child, I did, yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh, I thought you meant like my current backyard.
Well, I've just been in general.
No. Also, no.
I
camped in my cousin's backyard once.
Oh, that's sick, Mitch. You're fucking related.
That's... I think it meant camping.
I can see how that could sound bad.
Why would you not want to do that? You could go to your house if you needed to. It sounds much more convenient.
Yeah, but then isn't that the whole point of camping? Isn't you're not right about your house and you have to rough it?
Well, maybe you want to test run your tent.
No, test run your tent. Just fucking... I don't know. It seems ridiculous to take up space and to camp in your own fucking house. Just go to your bed. Go sleep in your bed.
Well, I do that all the time.
That was our thing that we have some friends who are like, oh, we should go camping, blah, blah, blah. There's this campsite that's like 10 minutes away. We're like, no, I'm not going to go camping 10 minutes away. Let's just hang out. And then at the end of the night, I'll just go home then. How about that?
So you're saying there's a laziness factor where if you're within range of their house, you just want to go home.
Yeah. But if you're 2 hours away, then you don't have a choice.
Then you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
So it's more so about planning.
Mitch is such a man's man, too. Like, he fucking knows how to do things.
Yeah, like, except in social situations.
No. I mean, obviously not speaking or talking to people or being nice or being a human being or having a soul. Did I mention being nice?
If something's broken, I will fix it.
I was going to say, you have a very lovely haircut. I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's my triannual haircut.
Triannual, I like that.
Do you go to like a salon or do you go like an old school barber?
Does Fantastic Sam's count as a salon?
What's Fantastic Sam's?
Cost cutters, great clips, sport clips, same thing.
Haircuttery.
Have you not heard of Fantastic Sam's for real?
I don't know the. Look at my head. Why would I up to date in haircutting facilities?
Up to date? It's old as time.
Look at my head.
Taylor's old as time.
Gonna fucking know where people get their haircut. I don't know. My barber is me in the fucking bathroom with the trimmer.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
But I've never been to Fantastic Sam's. However, I know what it is.
I've never heard of it.
They wash your hair for you. That's a thing. After you get your haircut, they wash your hair so all of the strays.
And you want to know why? Because when I was younger, I didn't go to a barber either. My dad cut my hair with a Flowbee. So no, I've never known. I don't know fucking haircutting things. And I'm wondering.
So 100% of the people on this show who have used a Flowbee are bald.
That is true. That is 100% true.
I like statistics.
Those are just facts.
All right.
Excuse me. Shut up, Dutch.
Sorry.
It's okay, Dutch.
I apologize for attempting to move on from this mindless, meandering babble.
I want to go to Fantastic Sam's.
Chatbot has overturned 1,600,000 parking tickets in New York and London.
Wait, what?
Start over.
A chatbot has learned to overturn an incredible 160,000 parking tickets in New York and London in just the past 21 months. the
Did you say a chat bot?
Yes. Basically, the Do Not Pay Robot Lawyer, which was created by a 19-year-old British student, Joshua Browder, works by guiding users through a chat-like interface, asking simple questions on whether or not it was clear for visible parking signs. The free website, which is a link here, when Browder first got started, then guides users through the appeals process, flagging up to areas where you can be contested. Basically, you just basically use this site, put your just type in your parking ticket information, and you're not getting a parking ticket. They have a 64% success rate of turning to full complete parking tickets over.
And it works everywhere. It works in the U.S. too?
No, it's just New York and London.
So, well, it got tested there. But this thing is apparently, according to this, let's see here. let's see, the time
you
got
have it in New York.
Successfully launched in New York. I think that people getting parking tickets are most vulnerable in society. The people who break the law, brought up. The student who studied at Stanford University explained to the Metroco.uk in December that he created the Do Not Pay .com website by scanning thousands of documents released by the Freedom of Information Act and working with a traffic lawyer. Teenager taught him to code age 12. He said the idea of getting around 30 parking tickets in London and hopes to expand the website to Seattle as well as cover parking. Basically, it's a new website that you can just, like I said, just enter your information of your parking ticket and bam. They basically
do it for
you. Well,
that sounds like it's going to get a lot of funding to get all cities up to date on that.
The world's first robot lawyer. Oh, wow. You have to sign up, though.
Yeah. So basically, you sign into this thing, put in your parking ticket information, and then they kind of just do the email. You know how, like, you can contest your parking ticket through email with depending on what, you know, system you're in? This one does it for you.
Well, I don't get parking tickets.
So.
Yeah, we don't get parking tickets.
Florida is pretty easy to park.
There's parking everywhere in Florida.
Oh, well.
Not a problem.
I'm assuming for the good chunk of our listeners out there.
Are you calling any listeners fat?
Are you hate shaming?
Don't know where you got that from. I don't know if hate shaming is even a thing.
It is now because you made it into one because of all your hate.
What is hate shaming?
Oh, it's when you hate someone so much that you shame them.
Mm-hmm. Look it up, you fucking white privileged douchebag. I grew up on the streets, bro.
You grew up in Highland.
My neighborhood was tough. You couldn't even fucking get into it.
It mostly had just delicious food.
Shut up.
Georgia Church posts marquee message, quote, God created man and woman. Satan created gays and transgenders. Hilarity.
So what's the problem?
Hilarity ensues. So basically,
sounds right to me.
If God didn't create man and women, then Satan couldn't have done his job.
That's a good point.
Comes after a church posted a sign weeks ago reading, like I said earlier, God created man and woman. Satan created gays and transgenders. The church faced a wave of criticism over the message in light of the Orlando shooting because they did this like the day of.
Are gays and transgenders, are they different? Like, well, I guess the genders are, but are they different? Like people? Different kinds of people, because you have man and woman,
mm-hmm. Yes,
and then you have gays and transgenders. Aren't gays and transgenders also men and women?
Not according to this sign.
Well, and why would the sign lie? If
actually,
such a sign?
Mitch just asked a very progressive question.
Dumb. It's too progressive. It's too progressive. Mitch, I don't like someone that's a fucking hunter and all that stuff being fucking Mr. fucking hipster.
That was a question like, I don't see color.
I don't see color. I only see.
Oh, I definitely see color.
We're not human beings. We're human doings.
Oh, God. I don't like hipster Mitch at all.
Basically, there's a.
So, what do you guys think of the new Prius?
Oh,
it's pretty good, right?
Hey, Mitch, remember that one time you had hummus and liked it?
I kind of did.
He was so ashamed of himself.
That was so sad.
What's wrong with hummus?
I've had hummus twice before, and I thought it was the most disgusting, vile, worst thing I've ever had.
Did you think because you thought it was a gay thing?
No, a hipster thing.
Homophobic.
No, that didn't help. But it also tasted like
shit. It's a
Middle
Eastern thing.
And then I had...
had it way before hipsters had it.
It's a delicious thing.
So the Middle East is the first hipster.
Yeah. And I was against that shit. But then I had some this weekend. It was must have been a different flavor, and it was actually kind of good. But I still hate it.
Hammy says, hipster Mitch reminds me of everyday punchy.
What I am wearing a V-neck.
What do you mean, gaining weight? Back gaining out? Weight drastically again? That's mean, but it's accurate.
Aw, sad.
Sorry.
No, but seriously, hummus is delicious, and it has nothing to do with hipsters.
Yeah.
Marie defends hummus because she's fucking Middle Eastern, so.
No, hummus is delicious.
It was made in my house before Publix sold it. What?
It still doesn't change the fact that I didn't like the way it tasted the first two times I had it in my life.
Well, of course. Anything Middle Eastern requires a palate to be refined a little bit. Like, you don't just immediately start liking that food. You have to.
I disagree. Naan is amazing.
Her family.
Naan is Indian. Indian food is different, especially when it comes to bread.
Well, the first time I had it, I was in Afghanistan, so I would count that as the Middle East.
Her family was fighting.
They called it footbread.
Her family was fighting with her dad this weekend because he was hand chopping the parsley instead of he was using a food processor.
We weren't fighting. We were making fun of my dad.
Hand chopping the parsley.
No, okay. Here's the deal.
Okay.
My dad for years was putting down anyone who took the lazy man's way out of chopping up the vegetables for tabbouleh salad. My dad loves to give lectures. He loves to tell us.
Explain what tabbouleh is first for people, because not everybody knows what your 9/11
food is. And people know
is.
What hummus is. They know what tabbouleh is.
No, they don't.
I have
not,
no
I,
idea
I
what
don't
that
know
is.
What it is.
I do.
See? So uncultured.
Told you.
All right. Tabbouleh is a parsley and cracked wheat salad. It is very common in the Middle East.
Oh, everybody should know what that is.
Yes.
You
should.
Elitist idiot.
Go eat at an Israeli restaurant or a Lebanese restaurant.
Yeah, I'm in Colorado. We don't have a lot of your type out here.
Actually, one of my dad's cousins lives out there and has a chicken farm.
Okay, snap. I don't know where he is. Otherwise, we could talk chickens. Otherwise.
Go look up Zavin's farm.
Oh my
he
God.
Has a bunch of free-range chickens.
There you go.
He lives in Colorado.
What part of Colorado? It's a large state.
You got Armenians, bro. Deal with it.
I don't want to deal with it.
Anyways, the whole thing of a tabbouleh salad is everything is chopped up very fine. And it takes like all day because you're fucking chopping vegetables up to high heaven. So it's like a 4-hour process to make this fucking salad. And for years, my family's like, you have to hand chop it because if you use a food processor, it'll get mushy. And you want that texture. So you have to hand chop it. And then the last time we went over there, I saw him using the food processor, and so we all started making fun of my dad, which in our family is a hilarious joke in context, but Royce is all like, what's this all about?
Hammy says, I know what it is because Guy Fieri visited an Israeli restaurant.
Thank you, Hammy.
Yeah, because Guy Fieri is Hammy's fucking spirit
animal. Alter ego, yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen them in the same rooms, all I'm saying. And Hammy does say sometimes that these jalapeno poppers are dope and gangster, so...
Have you seen Guy Fieri in any room with you?
Yeah. Fucking, isn't the lead singer Smash Mouth Guy Fieri? The same guy, right?
Basically.
No? All right, so there you go.
There you go. I put a picture of it. Oh.
And by
I
the way,
it
it's 2016. It's Person Fieri. All right? Thank you. Gender bias.
That's what tabbouleh looks like. I put it in the chat room. That's a salad.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I would absolutely use a food processor to do this.
Yeah. His hair dad goes, oh, yeah, it saved me like 30 minutes. I'm like, 30 minutes? I go, there's no difference. I told him, it tastes exactly the same. I go, I've had it hand chopped, and I've had you with a food processor. I go, so I don't know why you've ever used a knife.
Yeah, but now it's a thing of pride. I'm going to make fun of him to his dying day. It's like, oh, you fucking food processor like a bitch.
I'm on your side of making fun of someone just for the premise of it.
Oh, when someone like was that. So insistent for so long that the right and correct way of doing it is the long and laborious way, the moment they say, you know what, this way's easier, like, go fuck yourself. Sorry, Dad. I called him out to his face, like, what is that? A food processor on the countertop? He seriously gave me the purpose of the dishwasher speech one time.
Oh my God.
Because we were trying to hand wash some dishes.
I wonder who it sounds like in this house. I wonder who it sounds like in this house.
Me.
That's what a dishwasher is for, though.
I grew up listening to him. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Everything that fits in the dishwasher goes in the dishwasher.
Right.
You can't. You have to hand wash silverware and the nice china.
No, you exactly. don't have to hand
I don't
wash
have
silverware.
To do
and the
anything.
Wine glasses and your knives.
No. I don't have to. Obviously, I don't wash my knives by hand.
Sherry,
you've looked at them.
You can dishwasher silverware.
Not real silver.
Not
wear.
Real silver or gold plated ones. No.
That's why I don't own
Sorry,
nice things.
You fucking
I don't.
Duke?
Why I
do you
don't
have silver.
Mitch's mom has really nice stuff that
this
she
is
puts
why,
up for holidays.
No, this is why I don't own nice things, because then I can put them in the dishwasher.
That's why you
right.
have a fiancé.
It gets even better. Just buy paper stuff and plastic stuff.
No,
and just throw
no, hold on.
Fuck the environment. Buy paper products.
Here's the thing. You say, this is why you have a fiancé. Yeah, you're going to wash those for the first, 3 years, and then it's going to flip to where now you're going to guilt him into washing it. And he's like, I never wanted this shit
That's
in the first place.
No, I am.
No, she is not going to let me wash her nice things.
I am always the first person in the kitchen after a holiday meal helping his mom hand wash things.
If you can't put it in the dishwasher, then it shouldn't be made.
She loves hand washing things.
I enjoy hand washing certain things.
Wash fine crystal. And I like to hand wash my pans that have Teflon on them.
Yeah.
Instead of putting those in the dishwasher. So, yeah. And I don't like to put knives in the dishwasher because it dulls the blade.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
That's what
water that hits it. It doesn't dull the blade. Do you know how physics works?
It does.
No,
it does.
How?
All three of you tell me how.
I don't know. If you looked at all of my knives, that's how. I know for
no,
a fact
no,
it does, but
no,
I still
no,
put them in there.
You tell me how water hitting a blade makes it dull. What makes it dull is using it.
No, I think because I think
yelling at it.
I think what it is because your knives are in the dishwasher. The water's hitting them. They're moving around. They're hitting other things.
It's like
that's what puts chips.
Well, yeah,
in
you gotta put them. You gotta put them in like a separate thing.
Have you
That's
ever
obvious.
Picked a rock out of a lake or an ocean, and after a while, the water...
No, I'm not a caveman.
Soft,
yeah, you're not leaving
off.
The fucking knife in there for 3,000 years.
Yes, we're talking about... Yeah, okay, I'm going to put... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bury some coal in my backyard, and 2 months from now, hopefully it'll become a diamond. Like, what are you talking about?
Second, you're comparing things. You know how long it takes water to...
Yeah. Mitch. Dishwasher? Hold on. This is directly from this is like the first autocorrect answer on Google. It says dishwasher detergent is very abrasive, and along with the banging around that happens during a wash cycle, will take the sharp edge right off your knife.
Okay, then you the abrasive part is bullshit. Second of all, yeah, obviously if you put it in with other metal things and it knocking around is going to take it off. But
yeah,
you're supposed
this gardener
to
knows about dishwashers.
You got to put them in. You got to know where you're putting it in. It has to be like in its own spot.
I got to say that every article I'm reading says it dulls it, so I'm going to have to go with
it. It doesn't because people put it in with their forks. That's just a dumb thing to do.
I know because my knives are kind of dull, but I also have a sharpener for this very reason.
Oh, I do too.
My knives are also not that expensive, so I also don't care.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the topic. Sorry.
Good knives, I hand wash, and I also have a knife sharpener. The cheap ones, I don't give a shit. They go in the dishwasher.
Yes.
And when we're on $50 for my good chef's knife, fuck no, that's not going in the dishwasher.
And when we're on the subject, you don't wash bras in the washing machine, and you don't wash lacy things in the washing machine. You sort your laundry.
Wait. Now you don't put the bras in the washing machine?
Well, you do. You just put them separate. And then you hang dry them.
Marie gets mad.
So you have a whole cycle just for bras?
Well, no. That's why I have the lingerie bag.
Sherry, how dirty are your tits?
I believe your Florida sweaty tits would be dirtier.
Her tits are so filthy. Yeah, Marie gets mad at me if I throw her bras in the dryer accidentally.
You don't want to have cancerous-looking breasts if you don't have cancer.
I try to do laundry. I, legitimately try, and I fail every single time somehow.
Underwear doesn't go
on
the hanger.
I'm very bad.
at all of Sherry's
rules.
Underwear
doesn't go where?
Underwear doesn't go on the hanger.
Okay.
You hang underwear?
I hang Sherry's underwear because she has rules for everything, and I don't
you
know what
hang
it is.
Your under- who hangs your underwear?
It's underwear.
I don't. Mitch does.
I okay. hang Sherry's underwear because she has rules, and I don't know what her rules are. So I just assume everything needs to get hung up.
Why would you think? I've never seen someone fucking hang up their underwear.
Here's what's happening. Is that Mitch has done a slow burn over the last 4 years of being dating Sherry to never have to do laundry again.
It's not working.
He just fucking hangs up underwear. He puts socks in the dumpster.
Yeah, he's sorting socks, but then he doesn't actually fold the jeans.
Well,
he just throws them. What?
This is because Sherry did not like my method of doing laundry, which was when your clothes are dirty, you take them off, you throw them in the wash machine. You then wash them, put them in the dryer. When you need clothes, you go to the dryer and you pull out your clothes.
I had to tell him the other day, he pulls his shirt out and it's in a ball and he's about to put it in his gym bag. And I'm like, you can't wear that. He's like, why? I'm like, it looks like somebody put it in a ball, put a cement block over it and left it for a week. You can't wear that to work.
It was a little wrinkly, whatever. It's a guy's clothes. Just say it's the style.
No, it's not.
It's fucking crazy because I know what Mitch means. Why would you put it away? You're just going to wash it again. It's easier just to put it on and throw it. And if it gets a little wrinkly, guess what? You put the dryer on fluff for a little while. Boom. Not wrinkled anymore.
No, all you have to do is you just wear it for a while and eventually the wrinkles go away.
No. Also,
fucking weirdos.
Because if you dress bad, people judge me.
No, they don't!
Actually, they do.
They do. Because they're like,
why would they judge you?
Because they'll go to Sherry. Sherry's friends will go to her and say, is Mitch wearing the same pair of pants today? Or the same shirt or something like that?
Okay. They judge me for letting him walk out of the house the way he's
okay,
dressed.
Mitch.
And like, yeah, what the fuck of it? It's a sweatshirt. You can wear it more than one day in a
Mitch,
row.
Mitch, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something real quick, Mitch. This is her slow training you not to do that. None of her friends have ever come and said that to her. She's lying to you, saying that they said that, unless you heard it directly from them.
No, they've said it in front of
They said it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, that sure, they do say
that. Mitch, your response...
Mitch, I'd love to defend you, but I have seen your jeans.
Mitch's response should be, I'm saving the environment. Why don't you not wash your clothes every time you put them on for 5 seconds?
Ooh, there you go.
I do that. That's a good... valid. Actually, I think I've said that before.
No, there are certain things that I'll wear a few times before I wash them, and I'll throw them in the bottom of my closet till I hang.
Yeah, like your attitude.
Oh!
I will always wear jeans twice if I can get away with it.
Twice? For a month.
At least 2 weeks for me.
You're not supposed to even wash jeans.
Yeah, generally with jeans, you're not. Yeah.
Wait, what?
They're self cleaning.
No.
Denim in and of itself is self-cleaning.
I have to disagree with this because, like, after, you know, a week of wearing jeans, they start to get that, they get kind of heavy and moist feeling. And I don't like that.
Well, stop.
Try soaking your jeans in cold water and vinegar instead of washing them. Yes, vinegar. Add 1 cup of distilled white vinegar to a cold water bath and soak your jeans for about an hour.
Yep.
All right, that's all well and good, but women's jeans haven't been 100% denim for the last 20 years.
Anything 100% denim is self-cleaning.
Yeah, I'm not going to do this. I don't care what Google says. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
It's not true. I'm just not going to do it.
Nothing better than a good broken in pair of jeans, though. One's like, it's been like about 10 days and about 3 wears in. It's so comfy.
Yeah, like I said, most women's jeans are also mostly spandex and polyester and dyed to look like jeans. So
well, that's different, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, not you. But in general, guys' jeans, yeah.
Yeah.
No, the more you wash them.
Like Wranglers.
The quicker you get holes in them, the more you wash them, you soften and make denim worse.
I like soft jeans.
Yeah, and Sherry, just because Hammy's agreeing with you in the chat room doesn't mean that you're right. That just means that a crazy person's agreeing with you. He's
Why
OCD.
Is everybody attacking Hammy? I love Hammy.
Well, he's OCD. He's saying the stuff he does, like by color and by this, because Hammy's crazy.
I mean,
Hammy also lets people pour piss on him.
He sorts it a little more OCD than me. I do it by jeans and a and then towels, and then whites, and then colors, and then delicates.
Is this a? Did she shame picture you hanging her underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, Mitch is a fucking one of those dogs they put a sign next to.
Oh, I did it wrong. I used the four hangers for no reason.
And you let yourself
I'm
be emasculated.
I'm gonna start doing that to you.
What the
let
fuck?
Yourself be emasculated.
What is this? Bitch. Man up.
Look at his cute triangular hair in his forehead.
He's standing there holding Sherry's underwear on a hanger. Sad.
Did I do wrong?
Sad.
What is
this photo was taken shortly after we first moved in together, so he's put up with me even after this.
Jesus.
I will say I'm pretty lax about the wash because for me, I don't separate lights and darks or anything like that.
What?
I just throw everything in on the delicate cycle.
Yeah.
Like, I treat it as if everything's a panty or a bra, and then it's fine.
That's not a bad idea, but like, does it ever really fully get clean, especially if like, you know, you're sweating in it and things like that.
Yeah. It's never that dirty.
Huh.
It's never been that dirty where you can't just run it through the delicate cycle. They turn out fine.
Yeah, it's different for me. Like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Some things you don't put in the dryer, like, obviously, like certain fabrics or bathing suits, like, you can let them air dry. But you can run anything through the delicate cycle and it will be fine. As long as it's not like a brand new red something where the red will then bleed through everything else. Like, you know, if it's brand new, like bright red towel, wash that on its own or with some red.
Yeah. One of our Facebook listeners just sent a message. She says, her name's Laura. She was listening. She goes, I tuned in for a little while and Siri thought Marie was talking to me. Then it's just a screenshot of Siri. It says, you seriously give me the purpose of the dishwasher speech one time because we're trying to hand wash. It's everything Marie said. It's a screenshot.
Hey, oh, real quick. Hold on. Alexa, play Five Iron Frenzy.
Hey, oh, that's right. We have to fuck with Alexa, people. Awesome.
Alexa, search big titty porn.
That's good. That's good.
Alexa, look at Mitch's ass. Okay, no, this is the thing I was going to talk about is that, like, you can't do delicate. Like, Mitch is probably like with me, like, when you have certain, like, work days where you're working in your car or doing whatever, you got grass stains, oil stains, all kinds of just shit all over your clothes because of whatever you were doing. You can't put that in delicate.
That's not even a work day. That's just a normal day for me.
I just get dirty. If I have something especially dirty, I'll sort the especially dirty stuff and do a regular cycle.
Especially.
But it's just normal. If it's just like my work clothes, they can all go through the delicate cycle. It's fine.
I would wash all mine on delicates. But that's mostly what Mitch's clothes always look like. And then he always gets pit stains where they're like
the dirty
thick
boy.
And crusty armpits and his t-shirts.
How about get some prescription deodorant? That stuff usually helps.
By prescription, do you mean whatever's on the counter?
Do you use antiperspirant or just deodorant?
Antiperspirant.
I was going to say, yeah.
Here's a fun life hack. Use Secret. Even though it's for women, it works way better. Like, it's really good for men.
You don't even use Secret.
I used to. You don't buy it anymore, but when you buy it, I use it.
I have
it.
Secret. You can.
I've used it before.
You can use it.
Not often, but
it's just for one.
Tammy, he does use Degree.
I was gonna say Degree is the one. No, Right Guard is the one that I use now because my
don't
body.
I have Degree?
Yeah.
My body will go through things where it just gets immune to certain ones, and they have to switch brands.
Fuck that! I use now. We use what Arm & Hammer?
Yeah, the Naturals where it's clear.
Possession of my fucking armpits.
It's nice. Yeah, we share the same deodorant. We're weird like
that's
that.
That's very
like,
odd.
Why am I buying two?
Why is that weird? Who cares?
Yeah.
Why don't
we
you want to buy your own deodorant?
We both agree on.
It's not like
I don't think it's weird.
I don't put deodorant on when I'm dirty. I put it on when I'm clean, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Right, but like when you know you're going out and you're going to be sweating, like why would you want to smell the same as your chick?
It doesn't smell like anything.
Because I don't give a
fuck.
We
get the non-smelling neutral clear one that's a natural.
I picture you guys making your own deodorant.
No,
I mean, well, Marie talked
before
about
you say
you
it.
You two
no,
were the
no.
first
before
ones
you
to make
say
your
it,
own deodorant before,
you say
before
it,
voice
I would
Marie.
Never make, before you say it, Dutch, I would never make my own deodorant.
Okay, good.
Marie's made her own shampoo. What's wrong with that?
I fucking gave up on that shit though.
Yeah.
I could not take it. I tried the whole like, oh, it'll change the pH of your scalp if you do this. And I gave it the full 2 months. After 2 months, I'm like, this shit's gross. I got to stop.
Yeah. I'm washing my hair with elk spit and bark.
Like, it might work for some people. It did not work for my hair. Been, I went back
where
to.
Where do you find elk spit?
I don't know. Ask Marie.
Burka.
I didn't use elk spit.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. I mean, you're. I guess if you say so, I don't know what elk spit looks like, but that looked like
I
elk
know,
spit.
I would imagine expensive. Clear.
I mean, maybe it was just cum. I heard that's good for facials.
Literally.
I don't know if I should hit a button for that or.
No.
Butted.
There we go.
All these butted. Men. All these men have been coming up with these weird fake scientific stuff just to come on women's faces. Like, I love it. I love all that stuff. And fucking these male scientists.
No,
fucking
it's gonna
make
help
up.
You grow your eyebrows back.
Yeah, yeah. If you let your guy come in your face and call you a slut, your acne goes away.
But he really? Has to fucking
slut.
I'm not, dude. I'm not joking. When I was in college, that rumor was going around that acne helps with, cum helps with acne.
Yeah.
I have heard that once before.
Well, it's because it
hurts.
It's because the little spermies swim into your pores and eat the gunk in your pores, right?
Yeah, kind of like those, those puffer fish.
It's like putting leeches on your face.
Yeah, actually, women, not many people know that anal
Full
cures hiccups.
Circle.
Anal cures hiccups. If you have hiccups, just take it in the pooper.
Well, I've never had hiccups while having anal.
There you go. See? Back
100% of the time.
I hope you do next time because it would be funny.
Okay. Side note. I don't know if any of you guys' parents are like this, but do your parents like update you on their like current ailments?
No.
Not my parents, but my parents update me on my other family members' ailments.
Okay. My dad's current ailment, he had hiccups for a week.
That sounds bad, actually.
I know. I was like, Pops, you're going to die. Like, what? The guy's 61 at this point, and like he's constantly flying. After the divorce, he doesn't know how to sit still. He's constantly flying around. Like, you're going to kill yourself. And then the next thing I hear, he had hiccups for a full week. It's like, how does that happen? I don't know. Like, it's, you know, I'm in El Salvador, and I got hiccups.
You probably got some weird El Salvador hiccup disease.
I don't know. When he said hiccups, just randomly made me think of it. So.
Is your dad flying around the world getting puss?
No, he's got a girlfriend now who lives in El Salvador.
Right, that's puss.
Yeah.
But you can have hoes in different area codes from what I hear.
He true. Could. As far as I know, my dad's a smooth talker, so I don't know.
So he's a Van Wingerden, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's the one who gave my last name. So yeah,
he's a Joel.
He's
that's
an
where
Ari.
You get everything.
He's an Ari.
Apples and falling far from trees and stuff.
We get it.
Look, all I'm saying is that farting and belief can be a bad idea. That's all I'm trying to get across here.
Ooh, another full circle.
Yep, like a balloon full of farts.
We're professionals.
Yep, professionally farting in balloons.
Man accused of. I'm sorry. I saw this and it made me laugh.
Mannequin was accused of what?
Florida man, 59, accused of punching a swan in front of an off duty officer.
Florida's dumb.
Can you read that again?
Man accused of punching a swan at Lake Eola downtown. Sora Velez is charged with injuring wildlife. Two officers were walking near the lake when they say they saw the swan and her babies. Then they saw Velez walk up to the bird and punch it. Apparently the bird had made a move towards Velez as if defending its babies.
59-year-old man was rescued. That police said he punched a swan over there.
But the swan's neck is so little and its head is so little.
Right. Why would you do that? According to Orlando police, as if Orlando hadn't had enough problems, two off-duty officers were walking through the park and stopped to watch a swan and her babies around 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Can you imagine? The two beat cops are walking out. They go, you know, Orlando and the shooting, it's been terrible. But at least we get this fucking great gig here walking the
lake. Look at that swan and its babies.
Yeah, imagine if someone, you know.
Look at that. Do you see it?
It's good. In moments like this, it's great.
See that guy? Who is?
What is?
He looks pretty old.
Swan!
Oh my god! Dude, he just punched it. Oh my god! He just punched it, dude. Oh my god! He hit it again.
Oh.
According to a police report, the swan reached out towards Velez as if
he has a knife. The swan has a knife.
As if it was defending its babies. The officer said that they saw Velez walk about 10 feet further towards the swan, turn around back towards it, and then before it started punching the bird.
What's the appropriate way to punch a swan? Like, do you go uppercut? Do you go hook?
I don't know.
Uppercut.
You uppercut a swan?
It'll be hilarious to see its neck fling back.
All right. I mean, I don't know.
Does the neck just go, or does the body go with it? You know, like when you see normal guys get uppercutted, like the entire body goes. But they're
are swans slow and stupid or something? Because I've tried to punch Sterling, and he's really fast, and he moves out of the way.
Swans,
so I
want
to know is it easier to punch a bird?
They're actually kind of quick, but apparently, according to this, that the bird was kind of going after him because they thought that he was going after the babies.
Swans are incredibly aggressive birds, especially with their kids. So the swan was probably trying to attack that man because he was too close to the babies and got aggressive, and the man was most likely fighting back because the swan nipped its ankle or something.
No. Said walk between the off-duty officers. He said it walked towards. It started to go towards him. It started to go after him. He walked 10 feet away from it, then came back. When it came at him again, that's when he punched it.
Yeah, so the swan was coming at him because it had babies.
Right.
Yeah, but the report says a swan spilled his drink on his sneakers, and that's what happened.
Oh, respect, bro.
Yeah, that's what happened. The swan, you don't do that, bro. Fucking, you know what kind of dick you have to be to punch a swan? What's going through your head when you're like, you know what? Because he walked back. So
he walked back towards it, though.
Back 10 feet. He had to walk back.
He was 10 feet away, then turned around and walked back towards the swan before it started punching the bird, according to the report. It was
like this. The swan goes, and he walked away. Hey, you know what? Fuck that swan! Hey, you fucking just punched it around.
Started just, throwing haymakers.
Yeah. And his wife's like, leave it alone. No, Linda. I'm going to go fucking talk to that goddamn swan.
Disrespect me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let that swan treat me this way.
No.
He's calling me a pedophile. I wasn't trying to fuck with his babies.
No. Fucking punching swans. Can you imagine?
Yes.
What were you arrested for?
Swan punching.
Swan punching.
Have you guys, what was the last fight you got with an animal?
I mean, I'm not going to count Sterling because I always try to punch him.
That's a pet. But like a wild or, you know, domesticated animal. Because I know one, if you guys are trying to think of one.
Well, there was that dog that bit me.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, the back of the leg.
What do you have, Dutch?
I got attacked by a rooster once. My mother had...
They're kind of cocks.
Hey, nice one.
That's Dutch and Royce's butt of the night.
Nice. So my mother has always had chickens as far as I can remember. And occasionally, you know, she'll get like a rooster to like just protect it in case like, you know, foxes are coming in and just killing everything. So roosters are usually pretty good. So I remember one time, this is, I think like my senior year in high school, I was still living at home, obviously. And like my mom was like, hey, you know.
Really interested in that fox problem you got going on.
Fucking Dutch lived on the fucking set of Garfield and Friends.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, yeah. No, foxes love chickens.
Oh, I believe it.
I saw Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, so like the person whose normal responsibility is to go in and get the eggs wasn't there that day, and she's like, "Joel, could you go get the egg?" I was like, "Okay, fine." The rooster who was there didn't. That thing, it literally like hovered in the air like a helicopter, grabbed onto my leg. And I went to kick at it, and it grabbed onto my mid thigh, and started pecking at me, like 18 times, in about 3 seconds, and I like stumbled out of there. Like I got beat up by a rooster, and then I promptly went and got like a 5-iron and went in there and just nailed its head, and I think I like made it retarded, because it was never the same after that. Because I was so angry.
You tell them a rooster's retarded. They're all fucking dumb birds.
Well, because it didn't really have function of its left side anymore.
Birds are dumb as shit.
Oh, you should feel ashamed of yourself.
I didn't feel bad about hitting that thing. No, fuck chickens, fuck roosters, fuck birds.
All of them.
I look at birds the same way I look at fish.
Yeah. Everybody's doing
the fish.
Full circle, bro. End of show. End it right there.
Let's get out of here.
I brought it all the way back around. That's how you do it. Fucking.
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah.
FYI.
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah.
I love this town.
Let's get out of here, you guys. Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I would go help Royce and Marie move into their new house because I'm a good friend.
Thank you,
Mitchell.
Sherry.
I am better than you because I hang Sherry's panties on hangers.
Royce?
I'm better than you because I'm farting into a balloon right now.
Marie?
I'm better than you because our listeners' apps think that Siri is, whatever. I'm talking to Siri.
Alexa, call Marie a cunt.
And I'm better than you because I know how to shit and swim away from my own shit. So, thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to listen tomorrow night. Hippo Juice, 7 to 9 here at morelikeradio.com. Anytime or anything else, you guys?
No, that's it.
All right, bye.
I wonder why don't you? Everybody does it, yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Maybe you should, too.
What else you gonna do?
Because you don't want to be left out.
No.
You want to be wrong. So bad being trendy, everyone who looks like me is my-